Roger Grossman, Andy Manis, Scott Smith doing stats. Steve Scott back at the radio station. 3-1 quarter. Warsaw 14-0 leaders over Goshen. And the Tigers on the move. A running play to Tucker Reed and then a pass play to Tucker as Warsaw inside the 25-yard line. First down and 10 from the 23. And, oh, there's nobody to hand the ball off to, and Quentin Brock's going to be thrown for a loss. Fitzpatrick went to the right, and Brock handed the ball off to the left. Second down and 13 after a loss of 3.
Someone zigged when they should have zagged.
There was some zigging and zagging.
Poor Quentin's holding the ball out to hand off, and nobody's there.
Well, and you can hear in his head, he's like,
oh, boy.
Dalen, where are you? Dalen, and he looks around. It's like, oh. So minus 3. Brock really could do a whole lot with that. From the left hash mark. Oh, and Brock bobbles the snap, and it's loose. And I think Goshen's got no, Quentin Brock. Goshen hopped up because their player had it, and Brock just wrestled it back. It's a loss back to the 28-yard line. So a loss of 2 more yards for Brock in the offense, and a minute into the third. It's third down and 15 coming up.
Well, good on Quentin for getting that ball back, because I'm with you. I thought their defensive lineman, 76, had the ball, and he might have had it.
Well, I think he did have it at one point. Third down, and very long for the Tigers. Option play left. Brock's going to keep it. He'll pitch it back late. This is Wyatt Harmon running upfield. He'll be knocked off the south sideline inside the 20-yard line. They'll put him down at the 16-yard line. That's a gain of 12 yards. And so now it's fourth down and 3, and that's very doable for this offense.
Oh, absolutely. Just the way they've been firing off the ball, I think this is a no-brainer.
Grady Nelson into the game for Josh Owens on offense. A bigger body to move people. A pass catcher.
Yep.
10:34 left to play, first half. Warsaw with a 14-0 lead and in the red zone once again. Fitzpatrick behind Quentin Brock in fourth and 3. And it's a keeper. It's Brock at the 10, angling to the far sideline. Touchdown. Touchdown, Tigers. Quentin Brock from 16 yards out scores his second touchdown of the game, and Warsaw leads Goshen 20-0.
There was not a lot of defenders there, so credit that off, that especially the left side of that Warsaw offensive line, just pushing Goshen Redhawks out of the way. Going for an extra point here.
And this will be the freshman, John Conley, who was 0-for-3 at Snyder in week 1. Tucker Reed will hold it. Zach Reniker will snap it. There's the snap. There's the spot. There's the kick. It's up. It's good. Right down the middle for the kid. Conley kicks it through, and Warsaw leads 21-0 at Goshen with 10:29 left to play here in the first half. We're back in 60 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Run up and the boot. And it's another good kick into the wind. And this time it'll be taken at the 8-yard line by Elliott. Elliott to the middle. 20 to the 25 and tripped up. Sinclair trips him up as he crossed the 25. He'll go down at the 28-yard line. First down and 10, Redhawks trailing by 21.
So I think now we just see that Tiger defense to see if they can just keep what they've been doing. Just keep it up. They've been dominant, absolutely dominating this side of the ball. And let's just see if we can keep that going.
Well, we told you before the game in the key matchup segment, Warsaw's defensive line is 60 pounds per man bigger than the offensive line averages for Goshen. First and 10, ball inside the near hash mark at the Goshen 28. Again, they have not snapped the ball outside their 30-yard line yet. Deemer's the quarterback, and he's going to fake the pitch left. He's going to run right. He's going to be chased by Baus. He gets away. He's chased again. He goes down back at the 10-yard line. Grady Nelson with his second sack of the first half, all the way back to the 12-yard line. That's a loss of 16.
Wow. And again, we saw that a couple drives ago from Goshen. Once Grady gets his arm on you, you're probably not going to get free.
Well, at that point, when you got away from Baus,
right,
you got to throw that ball somewhere.
Yeah.
You got to find a guy with an eligible number and a red shirt, and you got to throw it in his direction. So Goshen continues to go backwards on offense. Back inside the 15-yard line to the 12. Second down. Deemer takes the snap. Quick throw far side. It's batted down. Is it incomplete?
Ooh.
It's incomplete. Bounce with a diving attempt, and he almost picked it off inside the 15-yard line. Intended on the play for Goshen for Logan Mishler, and it's third down and 26 for the Red Hawks.
I think my eyes were deceiving me because I swear that he dove and caught that ball. Maybe I was just willing it to happen.
Hoping. 9:31 left to play here in the first half. The Red Hawks are not going to get this play off. They're going to have to take a timeout or take another penalty. Play clock at 2, at 1, and Goshen takes timeout. Timeout Hawks, 21-0 Warsaw. 9:31 left to play here in the first half. Let's take a 30-second break and be right back on News Now Warsaw. Scott Smith doing the stats for us. The Red Hawks have 13 plays for minus 24 yards. 7 rushes, 6 passes.
Oh, jeez.
And they have minus 24 yards.
Wow.
It's third down and 26 for Goshen at their own 12-yard line. Warsaw leading by a score of 21-0. The lights are on here, but they have yet to take full effect. Diaz, standing in a 7, waiting the snap, takes it, drops back to throw, going to be hit, and he got away. Standing in the end zone, trucks as far as he can down the field, and it's knocked down. Incomplete. Ty Martin had hopes of another defensive score. He could not reel it in. It's fourth down, and Goshen will try to punt again.
So credit Diaz there, getting away from another sack. That would have been close to a safety there. But credit, that's probably been the highlight of Goshen so far tonight, is the ability of Carter Diaz to escape would-be tacklers.
Well, it is not in their DNA for the quarterback to hold the ball that long.
Right.
They've done what they've done so far this year by doing it quickly, and they are not doing it quickly against the Tigers tonight. Macias at the goal line will get it away, almost blocked by Villa, and Reed says get away from it. And this time everybody does. It takes a big Goshen bounce. It's going to go out of bounds at the 47-yard line of the Tigers with 9:15 left to play in the half at Warsaw in the lead, 21-0.
First three drives are pretty efficient. Let's see if we can get some more points on the board here. Plenty of time still in the second quarter.
4 possessions, 4 punts for the Red Hawks. This is not what Goshen was hoping for when the night began. Duncan, the fullback, behind Quentin Brock at 1st and 10 for the Tiger 47. And they hand off to Duncan up the middle, and he'll get across midfield. He'll get 4 yards to the Goshen 49-yard line. You had Beckham Rivera was one of the tacklers. Matthew Guevara was another, 2nd down and 6. Stay tuned. The Smith Appliances halftime show is coming up. Our first half scoring, 2 minutes of local news. Steve is compiling scores back at the station, keeping an eye on those 3 other conference games. And we'll have the first half stats all coming up at the half. Brock, pit sweep, come to the near side. Reed looking for a blocker. Cut, dances outside, 45-40, up the near side lane, 35-30, 25-20. Cuts back inside the 10. Oh, did he step out of bounds? They say that he did at the 28-yard line. It's a 21-yard run anyway for Tucker Reed and another Warsaw first down.
Can we get a shout-out to Wyatt Harmon there for that kickout block?
Well, that's what you're here for.
Yes. Oh, wow. There was a Goshen Redhawk ready to tackle Tucker. Just kicked him right out and allowed him to keep going. Unfortunate that he stepped out of bounds, but it's probably the only choice he had there.
From the 28, 1st and 10, 8:29 left to play in the half. Warsaw leading 21-0. And they're going to fake the pitch. Back to throw. Quick throw down the middle. Got a man open. It's Owens, and he could not hang on. That ball hung up in the air. There were Red Hawks in the neighborhood, and Josh couldn't bring it in. It's second down and 10. That ball was probably a little too high.
Yep. And then the wind is definitely playing a factor there, too. If you're not going to throw like a perfect spiral to get through that wind, it kind of just hung up there.
He was open. And I'm sure when I see Josh next time, I'm sure he'll tell me that he should have caught it.
I'm sure he would.
Second down and 10. Tigers already with a 21-0 lead. Looking for their second win of their season and their first conference win. And Warsaw, again, slow to the line of scrimmage, and they'll have to take timeout. 8:24 left to play in the half. Warsaw 21, Goshen nothing, back in 30 on News Now Warsaw. Roger Grossman, Andy Manis, back with you at Foreman Field in Goshen. Two home games the next 2 weeks. The W Trophy game, alumni night next Friday, as well as he comes to town. And then the Concord Minutemen will be at Fisher Field for that big NLC showdown. In 2 weeks.
Looking forward to that one.
We'll have both of those for you right here on News Now Warsaw. Duncan in the backfield, two wideouts to the left. That's the wide side of the field. Oh, and Brock fumbled the snap again. But the good news is flags fly, and Warsaw's going to have a five-yard penalty walked off. Warsaw's having trouble with the snap tonight, which you would not expect from a quarterback who's been playing with this center for all this time.
Yeah, that's two or three times already tonight.
Let's make sure that it's the same center.
I think between the exchanges and the couple of false start penalties, if you're going to nitpick this first half, I think that's what you're going to aim for.
Christian Cullors is the center. 5'10", 205-pound junior. Second down and 16. And they run the counter, and it's Reed running right. Makes man miss. Still going 20, near side 15. Gets back inside, 10-5, touchdown. Tucker Reed scores from 34 yards out. He's having a huge night, and Warsaw leads 27-0.
That time, Tucker kind of took it upon himself. There was a couple pulling linemen, but by the time those linemen got out there, Tucker had already raced by him, so that was all Tucker. And he made a couple of those Goshen Redhawk defenders miss.
He just doesn't give you much to hang on to, does
he?
Now they will try another extra point, and this will be taken by Fisher Whitaker. Low snap. Spot is down. The kick is low and no good. 27-0 Warsaw. 8:15 left to play. First half. We're back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Four punts for Goshen. Four touchdowns for the Tigers. Those are the eight possessions of the first half. And Warsaw leads 27-0 here at Foreman Field. Next week, the Tigers host Wauwatosa. We'll be on the air starting at 6:10 on News Now Warsaw. And at about 6:50, we will have the live video on the Tiger Broadcast Network. It'll be Whitaker to kick off. The breeze isn't quite as stiff as it was when we started, but it's still about 15 miles an hour. Whitaker had the ball fall off the tee at the 40-yard line to our left.
Yeah, I was going to say it's still strong enough to knock the ball off.
Yeah. Two men deep. You have Elliott on the far side, and you have Rapp on the near side. It's a high short kick. It's going to land at the 25-yard line, picked up by Elliott at the 23. And there he goes, 35, 40, makes a man miss. Coming to the near sideline with blockers. He's to midfield, and he'll go down at the Tiger 49-yard line. Elliott scooped it up, and he must have made four guys miss him on his path into Tiger territory. And this is the farthest up the field that Goshen has been all night.
Gives something for the Goshen fans below us to cheer for. They have not had anything to cheer for so far. So let's see if our defense can keep it rolling here, keeping that Goshen Redhawk offense at bay.
Well, let's see if Goshen can find their mojo on offense. They have gotten away from their quick passes in the flat. There goes Elliott in motion. The quarterback is Deemer. Quarterback is Diaz, and they hand it off to Clevenger, and he's going to be thrown for a loss. Grady Nelson stops the man for a two-yard loss. Back to the Goshen 49-yard line. 7:50 left to play in the first half. Warsaw 27-0.
And again, it's just the ability of our defensive line to just knife through that offensive line.
And Elliott's out of the game. He's over here on the sidelines. Looks like he's just getting a rest. Second down and 12. Ball in the near hash mark as the field starts to become enlightened by the lighting system here at Foreman Field. And Warsaw jumped. Or did Goshen start? Oh, Goshen jumped.
Okay.
Goshen was clapping, but they moved the ball back inside the 45 to the 44. So mark that out as a five-yard penalty against the Redhawks.
Well, just the reaction to Cam. I think Cam thought he was offsides.
Second down and 16, or 17. On the sweep, Rat trying to turn upfield. Gets hit at the 44. They'll dive forward to the 48-yard line. Rapp with a gain of 4 yards. It sets up third down and 17, and we have an injured Redhawk. That looks like the tight end, Landon Hall. And he's up and limping back toward the near sideline, but pounding the turf in his helmet, so he's not happy.
I don't know if that's a...
Well, he got hurt last week, Andy.
Okay.
He got rolled up on.
That makes sense now, his reaction there. Yep.
And so... he tweaked it right there.
Yep.
Third down and 13 coming up for the Hawks. 6:49 left to play in the half. Warsaw leading 27-0. Elliott back in the game, lined up in the slot on the right. Four wide outs of the pattern. Here comes Elliott in motion to the near side. He stops. Now Diaz takes a snap. He's in trouble. He's reversing his field, scrambling around, looking for a passing lane, throws it down the field. It's caught. Caught inbounds by Elliott, but well short of the line of scrimmage, let alone the first down marker. And they're going to mark the ball back at the 47-yard line, so that's a loss of a yard. It's fourth down and 14.
So all that scrambling, completed pass, and they lost a yard.
Yes.
That's incredible.
Offense stays on the field here for the Redhawks with 6:10 to go in the half. Diaz gets the play directly from the coaching staff of the Redhawks here on the near side. Play clock down to 10. Diaz looking at his wristband, and the play clock's down to 3, and Goshen's going to take a timeout. 5:49 left to play in the half. Warsaw 27, Goshen nothing. Back in 30 on News Now Warsaw. Roger Grossman, Andy Manis, back at the radio station. Steve Scott here at the game. Scott Smith. 5:49 left to play, first half. Fourth down and 14 coming up for the Redhawks at their own 47-yard line. So far, they're in negative yardage for the game on offense. Diaz trying to make a play. Claps his hands twice, now looks over the sidelines for the play that Joey Aklinski wants them to run. It's a high snap. Diaz is going to kick it. He's going to kick it down the field. There's nobody back for the Tigers. It bounces at the 15-yard line and goes through the back of the end zone. So that's a touchback, and Warsaw will take over on the punt at their own 20 with 5:43 left to play in the half, leading 27-0 after a fifth punt by Goshen here in the first half.
And honestly, that's probably their best bet there, to line up like they're going to run an offensive play so we'd have all 11 up at the line and then just pooch punt it. And you're right, nobody was back there. Fortunate for Warsaw that it went into the end zone and we'll start at the 20-yard line.
Tiger Talk tomorrow, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw, begins tomorrow morning at 9 a.m.
Do we know who's coming?
I do. I have it at the station, but I don't have it with me right now, so I don't know. Option play up the middle. Shank has a Goshen Redhawk dragging him from behind, trying to get him to stop, and he gets 5 yards out to the 25-yard line. Diaz was in on the stop for the Redhawks. Jackson Miller was the other Hawk that was there. Second down and 5:20 left to play, clock running here in the second quarter. Warsaw with a 27-0 lead at Goshen.
Ethan Rivich is in.
Yes, he is. Rivich in at quarterback for the Tigers. And they're going to pitch it back to Reed, trying to turn the corner. Gets hit, gets away. 25-30, 35-40, up the near sideline, 45-50, 45-40, and dragged by the jersey out of bounds by Jack Kreider at the Goshen 35-yard line.
Again, just a toss sweep to the right. Again, it's like I'm a broken record. Just great perimeter blocking. It allows Tucker to just have his way there with the Goshen defense.
A 40-yard run for Reed, who now is at 5 carries for 124 yards in the half. Rivich and company. Remember, Rivich fumbled in two of the first three plays for the Tigers at Snyder and then led a beautiful football game on his way to a 38-30 win. Option play left. Rivich going to keep it. Turns up field to the 30, breaks a tackle, and then gets knocked down near the first down marker. It's going to be short, give him a gain of 9 to the 26. 4:40 left to play in the half. Tigers with two timeouts remaining and a 27-0 lead.
And it just seems like every running play that we run is a gain of 7, 8, 9, 10
yes.
yards. I think I've only counted two or three times where the Goshen defense is.
Well, the only times Warsaw's been stopped is when Warsaw stopped themselves.
That's true.
Penalties, yep. bad exchange, quarterback and center. Rivich from the 26. Up the middle, it's Fitzpatrick. And how far do they give him? I think it's no gain. He's short of the 25-yard line. So it'll be third down and less than a yard to go with under 4 minutes left to play in the half. And don't forget, coming up at halftime, the Smith Appliances halftime show.
And then I say that, and then they get a rushing play for 1 yard.
Right.
Andy, shut your mouth.
Well, I'll tell you a funny story about the Cubs broadcast on TV the other night. Third down and less than a yard, probably about a foot. Rivich, option play. Fitzpatrick up the middle. He's got the first down. And he goes down at the 22-yard line. That's a gain of 3 yards. Another first down for Warsaw with 3:23 in the clock running here in the first half. Warsaw leading 27-0 and threatening. The Tiger offense has not been stopped tonight. They've had the ball four times. They have scored 4 touchdowns. Wide out to the right, wide out to the left. And it's Fitzpatrick in the backfield with wings on either side. Rivich fakes the pitch. Now pitches it back to Reed. Makes a man miss at the 15. Here comes a flag. Reed will score. However, I'm assuming this is a Tiger foul, and it's going to come back.
Man, I don't know. I didn't see any Tiger defenders there. I'm sorry, Tiger offensive players there.
Yes, I thought the same thing. There really wasn't anybody out there from Goshen to get fouled.
Did somebody from Goshen hit Ethan High?
I don't know.
On the pitch? Because there was no holding because there's no.
It's quite a discussion going on at the 21-yard line. 1, 2, 3, now 4 officials of the 5-man crew are involved in this conversation. And they have come up with a decision. And I'll be honest, I don't know what that signal is. Nobody up here knows what that is.
That's a loss of down.
It is a loss of down. He put his hand on top of or behind his head, so it's a loss of. So it's a 5-yard penalty, essentially. Moves the ball back to the 27-yard line.
There's a hand behind the back, the ref made.
Maybe he just had an itch and he had to scratch it.
Well, whatever the penalty was, it was loss of down.
It is. Ball in the near hash mark at the Goshen 26. Wipe out the Reed touchdown. Wings on either side. Harmon right, Reed left. And Rivich fakes the pitch, now runs right. Got a blocker downfield. He's to the 15. He's to the 10. And down at the 9-yard line. 17 yards for Ethan Rivich. And a first and goal for the Tigers again.
Again, just kind of having our way there with Goshen. this time it was the right side of that offensive line, just creating big holes there.
Moving people and getting them to move,
yes,
so that you can just kind of, you don't even have to block them, you just steer them out of the way.
It's like they're on skates. You're just kind of moving them out of the way.
2:18 left. First half, Warsaw 27, Goshen nothing. 2:10 left, Warsaw first and goal from the 9. Ball in the near hash mark, wide side of the field is the left side of the formation. Option play left, Rivich keeps it, runs inside the 5, and gets stood up at the 3. 6 more yards for the junior for the Tigers. Plays safety, plays quarterback. I'm sure if they asked him to play halfback, he could probably do that too.
I just got a clarification on that penalty.
Oh, please.
It was an illegal forward pass. They're going to say that pitch was a forward pass. That's what they...
Really?
Yeah. He was beyond the line of scrimmage,
right,
and he claimed it went forward.
What? I can't wait to see that on the film tonight when I get home. Second and goal from the 3 for the Tigers. Ball in the middle of the field. Rivich. Hands off to Fitzpatrick, and he's in. Touchdown. Dalen Fitzpatrick scores with 1:19 left to play in the half, and it's 33-0 Warsaw. Fitzpatrick just plowing right behind the middle of that offensive line for 3 yards.
Impressive drive there by the Tigers.
Whatever they want to get. Yeah. I mean, that's just really the way it's gone in the first half. Conley for the extra point. Raniker, Goshen jumped off sides.
Yeah,
Carter Diaz was going to block that kick, and he jumped the gun. And we'll see what.
So we go for 2 now?
No, not up 33-0. They need to work on this.
That's true.
They need to work on this part of their game.
Yep.
The snap, all the operation of it, the snap.
Yep.
The spot and the kick. They got to work on all of it, and you can't do that when you go for 2. So this is the right play. Conley with Harmon to hold and Reniker to snap. There's the snap. There's the spot. Kick is up, and the kick is, hold on, I think Diaz jumped the gun again. Yeah, he did.
Yep.
Diaz was again trying to get in there from the left side of the Tiger line. He got there before the ball was snapped. So they'll try a third time. Raniker, good snap. Harmon puts it down. Conley boots it inside the left, upright, and good. 1:19 left to play in the half. Warsaw 34, Goshen nothing. And we're back in 30 on News Now Warsaw. All Tigers really from the kickoff.
Yeah.
34-0. Warsaw with the lead, and 1:19 left to play before the Smith Appliances halftime. Two-man deep. Hey, here's a hint. Don't kick it toward number 21.
Yeah, no kidding.
Rap is fast enough. Kick it that way. This will be Whitaker to kick off from the 40. And he'll walk up to it, now run to it, and he's going to bounce it down the field, and it's pounced on by an up man at the 29-yard line with 1:18 left to play here in the first half.
And Goshen just looking to do anything on offense. Something.
Well, my guess is, remember they took the ball to start the football game. They took the opening kickoff. They really don't want to just run the ball here and run out the clock. That's not in their DNA, but
no,
nothing that they've normally done has done any good tonight. Diaz, quick throw over the middle, got his man. That's their most positive play of the night.
Absolutely.
A 9-yard pass to Logan Mishler over the middle, short of the first down by a yard. Second down and 1. Diaz rolling left, being chased, and he will flip it out to the near sideline. It's caught. Colton Rapp made the catch for the Redhawks to the 43-yard line. And that's a gain of 5 yards. That moves the chains, and the Redhawks have their first down of the night. Quick throw again, far side. This is Elliott. And Elliott with a blocker in front goes right, then goes left back toward the middle of the field. He'll be tackled by Grady Nelson at the 48-yard line. Gain of 5, 40 seconds left. Redhawks in their hurry-up offense, which primarily is their mode of operation anyway. Diaz with 32 seconds. Takes the snap, rolling to the wide side, which is left. Looking down the field, got a man open, fires it high, and it goes through Rapp's hands and incomplete. Colton turned around at the last second, and the ball was right on him, Andy, and he barely had time to put his hands together, and it bounced off.
Yeah, and these last three, four, five plays for Goshen, I think this is kind of what they were hoping to do, though, you know, during this game. They've had a little bit of life here. I mean, it's 34-0 now, but still. The last four plays, they played with some tempo, some urgency. Yes. Haven't seen that at all until now.
No, and this is what more of what we've seen from them through the first two games.
Yep.
Three wide outs near side. That's the wide side of the field. Warsaw in zone coverage. Third down and 5. Diaz takes the snap. Quick throw in the middle. It's Mishler again. He breaks a tackle. He's got the first down to the Tiger 45-yard line. Gain of 7 on the play. 17 seconds left. Goshen has their second first down, and they take timeout. We're going to keep it here. 34-0 Warsaw. 17 seconds left to play in the half. Goshen now out of timeouts.
Yeah, again, just the urgency that Goshen's playing with these last five plays. Just haven't been able to get home on some of those rushes. And credit Diaz for getting that ball out. Like, he's probably intended to do the whole game. Just hadn't been able to until now.
Well, let's also remember, this is only the third week of the season.
Right.
There are 6 regular season games and a playoff game still to play. So there's a lot to be gained here over the next 24 minutes and 17 seconds of football. From the Tiger 45, 17 seconds left. Macias is a good kicker, and with the wind, he's probably good from 45. So they need about 15 more yards. Snap back to Diaz, flushed out of the pocket. Rolling left, flag down, fires downfield, it's caught. Inbounds, caught by Elliott. Inside the 25, he'll go down at the 24, but this is coming back because this is going to be holding.
Absolutely.
Warsaw with a 3-man rush held by the Redhawks. And this is going to back the play up. The flag is down back at the Tiger 48-yard line. This will move Goshen back into... Oh, hold on.
Oh, they're going to call a face mask. Okay.
It's going to be a foul called against the Tigers. Illegal contact by Warsaw. Penalties declined. So count the play. That's a 21-yard gain. And now Goshen's going to try a field goal with 9 seconds left in the half.
Okay.
This will be a 41-yard try. Macias Lopez has 1 field goal made this year, but it was only 18 yards. But he certainly is capable of making it from this far. There's the snap. There's the spot. It's blocked. It's blocked. Grady Nelson blocked it. The Tigers are going to pick it up. Bouse is going to go down with 2 seconds left in the half. And they stop the clock with, one-tenth, and then they let it run out. We come to halftime. It's official. Warsaw with a 34-0 lead at Goshen here at Forman Field in the opening week of conference play. We'll come back after this timeout with the first half scoring on News Now Warsaw.